Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it is 8:11:31. You are listening to me, Sugarlicious Me, on almost midnight talk show. It's a 30-minute show that I was supposed to do on Fridays, but unfortunately last night I was asleep at 11:30, so I did not do the show, and a couple of people had actually said that they really wanted to hear this particular show tonight. This show is about relationship changes, and the reason why I decided to broadcast this show and talk about it is because I was going through my pictures, through my Facebook pictures and everything yesterday, looking for photos for my Grammy Doodle's birthday, rest day, happy belated rest day, Grammy Doodle. And I was going over pictures, and I started, coming across a lot of pictures of not just her, but other family members that we had relationships with. And it kind of made me a little melancholy because I thought, wow, so many relationships used to be so strong, so powerful, so solid. And to look at some of the old pictures and reminisce a little bit and think, wow, how things have changed from the course of years, it saddens me that there were so many relationships that I really cherished and was so happy that I had, and now to look back on those relationships to where we are right now, I wonder, what happened? What exactly happened to it? And the sad part about all that is that when you first get to know a person, even with yourself, the best part of you is going to show. The best part of you, because you want that person to see, let's face it, the sweet part, the nice part. Even if you're an asshole, you still want to put out a projection of being a positive asshole, if you know what I mean. And it's kind of sad that within the time of you kind of learning how a person is, there are things about a person you can't accept or that you won't accept. Because I know there's a lot of people I have my bad habits. Yes, even Shaga has her bad habits. And people have bad habits. And don't get me wrong. No one's perfect. I'm not perfect. No one's perfect. And, of course, you should always take the bitter with the sweet. And that's just the way it's supposed to be. But when you have a person that lies on you, to you, cheats, steal, being disloyal, gossips about you, how far can you really take that relationship? How far can you really accept that person's faults or flaws? And I think that's where my problem is. My husband, who, when I first met him, was a real asshole, a real dick, jackass, fucker. He was just an asshole. And as time went on, he kind of changed. He got a little bit more mellow, a little bit more understanding, a little bit more accepting. And here recently, within the past, I say 6 months, he's becoming an asshole again. Now, mind you, not an asshole towards me or towards friends or siblings or people we care about, but assholes to people that have lied to him, talked about him, you know, being disloyal. And as much as I would like for him to not be that way, not to be having a fuck you type of attitude, I've got to admit that I understand why he's like that, because people can do so much to you where at one point in your life, you can no longer be accepting of it. You know, everybody has a breaking point. Pressure even versus a pipe. Everybody has a breaking point. And with him, his breaking point came to the point where he was just now just non-tolerant of anything. Just like, it's like more like, fuck you. You know, he doesn't even give up. You know, it's the first, if you fuck up once with him now, it's like, fuck you totally. It could be something little and he doesn't care anymore. Because he and I sat down and talked about it, and I really was concerned with the fact that he's gotten to the point now where even the littlest thing irritates him to the point where he's like, fuck him, I don't want to deal with him anymore. And I wonder how we get to that point. How do we get to the point in our lives where somebody that you once cared about, loved, trusted, how do you get to the point where you dislike them or despise them so much that, as I put in my flyer, that if they were on fire, you wouldn't even piss on them and put them out? How do you get to that point in a relationship? And I can see how you get to that point. And unfortunately, with me, Second Life has taught me to really just look at people for not what they show that they are, but who they – then again, you know what? I'm not going to say for not what they show who they are, because people will show you who they are. You just sometimes ignore it, because a person can actually show you who they are at one point. Just like I said, when you first meet a person, everything's like perfect, perfect, perfect. But then as time goes on, you start seeing the real them. Now, a lot of times you think, oh, my God, they've changed. Or, oh, my God, you know, what happened to you? Why are you different? It's not that they're different. It's the person that they've always been. It's who they've always been. Even if it comes out years and years later, that's who they've always been. You know, I know with time and things that happen to you can, of course, change your persona, change who you are, change what you see, change how you feel. You know, I understand that, because as we grow up, things change. You know, so much changes when you grow up, like your likes for music, your likes for going out, your likes for clothes, dislikes even. That changes as you grow up, because as you get older, you mature. A lot of things that you thought were, yeah, all right, becomes like, oh, my God, did I really like that? You know, I remember when I used to, there was this one particular skirt when I was in high school that I loved so much, and I had to wear it, had to wear it, had to wear it. And then once I got out of high school and my second year of college, I was like, why did I even wear that? You know, what was wrong with me? But the thing is as you grow older, your mindset changes. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about who you are. It comes out somewhere or another. I know of a person who I trusted and found out that things that were said about me, and it broke my heart, because I put a lot of trust in this person, put a lot of loyalty in this person, and then when I found out what they were saying about me, it broke my heart, because I'm thinking, wow, is that how you really always felt about me? Have you really thought that about me, and I just didn't know it? Did I see it and ignored it? You know, or was your mask so well hidden that it hid itself from me? Because normally I'm a pretty good judge of character, because my husband was telling me that, you're a pretty good judge in character, and normally I am. But even some things can even get past me. You know, I could see things in black and white too and not in color. And when you see things in black and white and not with for what they really are, of course you get delusion. And I think a lot of times we want to believe something so badly that a person is a certain way that even when we see it, we refuse to acknowledge it, or we refuse to really feel that this is how the person really is, when in fact it's who they are. Here lately, being in Second Life, as I said before, has taught me that people hide who they really are very, very well, and people manipulate and use you for what they can get. You know, Second Life has an agenda. Most people, and I'm not saying everyone, please do not think I'm saying everyone, but there are a lot of people that have agendas in Second Life, and their agenda is their own. They are doing things for you that looks like it's for you, when in fact they have an agenda. When in fact that they may make you think that they're trying to let you shine and arise above, when they're basically holding on to you for you to make them shine. Now, there's nothing wrong with somebody helping somebody up. Don't get me wrong. It really isn't anything wrong with that. But when a person's only agenda is to be kind to you or do for you or help you or support you to make themselves rise above, there's something wrong with that. Because I don't mind rising with someone. I really don't. I cheer my friends, family on when I see them doing good. Because to me, when a friend or family's doing good, it's like a ray of light on them that I can say that maybe things in my life has made them, or let's say made them, but it's helped them along the way. But I don't want to ever take anybody's shine from them, because everyone needs to shine their light in their own way. Everybody needs to be, how can I say it? Everybody needs to feel that they're important in their own way. But when you have a person that has an agenda that to make you feel important or to make you think you're important, they're basically holding on to your coattails. I'm sorry, but that's just fucked up. Let's just face it. You know, I've had people in my life that I honestly thought gave a shit about me and cared about me and loved me, and then come to find out that it's something that they've gotten, something that I have that they felt they needed or wanted, and wanted to basically, oh, you're this and you're that, basically to let me kind of guide them along the way. So if they're in like in balance with you, whether, and I'm not going to go into details of what it is because there's no point in that, but if they feel like, you know, you can make them look better, then of course that to me that's an agenda. You know, it's painful when you put so much love and care into a relationship to have it explode in your face. And that's just not male and female relationships. It's children relationship. It's best friends. It's business partners. It's, you know, sorority sisters, frat brothers. It's anything. It's sad to say that, but I don't like investing my time into a person that eventually is not going to be in my life anymore, and is going to be basically in the back of my mind somebody who was full of shit and fucked up. You know, so you know what? It's 11:44. Let's talk like adults here. There are so many people that I have looked upon as being, and I'm not talking about just Second Life, but I'm even talking about family members, I've looked upon as being somebody that I could trust and care about, and they turned out to be such fucking assholes. People who basically want to use who you are, what you have, what you got. I had two cousins who I adore, did anything for them. When I say anything, nothing they could not. I used to let them use my car. I used to pay, help with their rent, gas, lights, food, whatever. You know, I would get off of work at midnight, go to their house, stop by McDonald's or what have you, take it to their house, eat and laugh and whatever. The thing that broke my heart on this is that they used to use my car all the time. I had a pretty decent car. Never filled it up with a gas tank, so no problem. I would give them my gas card. Well, one day, as I was talking to my younger brother, he was telling me, you know that so-and-so has a car. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, come to find out that they were using my gas card for their car. And instead of them using their one car, they were using my car and their car, so that way each of them could have a car. Now, I know that's been a long time ago, and I shouldn't even be bringing it up now, but this is just an example of how fucked up people can be. So needless to say, I don't even have a relationship with them anymore, because once I saw them for who they were, basically the users that they were, it basically turned my stomach, and I was like, fuck it and fuck you. And that's how it is becoming in Second Life. There are not a lot of people in Second Life that I can really look up on and say that they're foul or fucked up towards me, but there are people who have hidden agendas. There are people who are just fucked up, you know, and I have to sit and know that my virtual children, my daughters and my sons, I've let people in their virtual lives. I know first thing you guys are going to say, Sugar, they're grown-ass people, they're grown women, they're grown men, you know, you can't really protect somebody that's a grown. Well, you know, all that's well in whatever. But I do have some virtual children that are teenagers. I do have some virtual children that are grown-ass women. But does that make them any less because they're grown, that I don't want to protect them from somebody who's going to fuck them over or be shitty to them or make them feel like they're nothing? Does that really make it less for me to think that way? Because let's face it, if somebody was fucking over one of your children, and if they were your blood children and they're grown, what are you going to do? You're going to be like, oh, they're grown. Ah, nothing wrong with it. I let them do their own. I'm sorry, but no. You know, I take parenting in that game extremely serious. I take having parents very seriously. I look at Terrence and Celeste as my parents. You know, I give them the respect. When I curse in front of them, and I'm a grown woman, but when I curse in front of my mother and my father, I usually go, oh, sorry, Dad, sorry, Mom, because it's out of respect. I respect them enough not to curse in front of them, even though, yeah, I'm a grown woman. But I still respect them enough not to curse. It's like my kids. My children, before they make any moves, game, that they feel are going to make me or their dad upset, they quickly ask us for permission to do so. And these are grown-ass women, but it's out of respect. It's out of love. Of course, if somebody screws them over, you think I'm not going to say something about it? You damn right I am. It hurts me that there are so many relationships that I watch in Second Life that basically dissolve because people don't know how to be loyal. People don't know how to be respectful. People don't know when to turn the green-eyed monster off. It is just so much jealousy, so much anger, so much betrayal, so much cheating. It's just, it honestly makes your fucking head explode after a while because you wonder, you know, is their agenda when they first hit Second Life and log in to cheat, to lie, to gossip, to fuck you over, to talk shit behind your back? Now, before anybody starts getting in my box or leaving messages asking me what's the matter, oh, Sugar, what's wrong? Nothing is wrong. This is just a talk show. This is just a show. This has nothing to do with how anybody's doing me personally. It really does not. So before you guys start being concerned, there's no need to be concerned. And before some of you start thinking that, oh, I'm talking about you, I'm not talking about you. You know, I posted something a while back, and the first thing somebody thought is I was talking about them. I'm a talk show hostess. What little I do or what good I do or whatever, that's what I do. My thing is to pick a topic, pick a subject, and talk about it. And that's what I'm doing. Now, if you want to know if some of this is about my husband, it is. Some of it about my kids, it is. It is. And you still won't know because we're kind of like private, but I'm kind of like telling you because it's the topic for tonight. And I know a lot of you have probably been hurt in Second Life and probably thinking, damn, you know, I just don't want to ever have any more kids. I don't want to ever get another relationship. I don't ever want to have any more parents, anyone ever have any more sisters, brothers, siblings, what have you. And I know how that feels because it took me a long time to get more kids. It took me a long time to actually have parents because I was really screwed over at one point. So it took me a long time to accept that. Siblings more than anything, because I had one sibling that was in Dare.com that I really cared a lot about and so much about her that I was even thinking about getting her a computer when her computer died out. Now, this is real talk here. I really was going to get this girl a computer because she couldn't log in the game, and the connection was, for me anyway, was so real that I really wanted her on. I was really thinking about getting her a computer. I shit you not. And then she blocked something and put me in it, that I was disloyal to her and that she didn't trust me. Now, mind you, she didn't name me, but she had a picture of the back of my head. And I was like, wow, here I am trying to think about how I can get this girl a computer, and this bitch, this trifling, disloyal fucking bitch said that I was disloyal to her and that I wasn't to be trusted. That hurt. So it made me really think twice about having siblings. Right now, I have some great siblings. I really am blessed with some great siblings. My husband, who never wanted siblings, ever wanted siblings, I talked him into having a couple of siblings that really kind of like challenged his perception again about siblings, where he was telling me, I don't want any more sisters and brothers. I'm done. I'm seriously done. But now he has a twin who he loves with all his heart, and he has another brother, and he's okay with it now, you know. But I have to apologize to my husband right now. I'm sorry, baby, that I, you know, I'm sorry. Not for the siblings he has now. No, not for them, but, you know. But all in all, I know I'm rambling, and I know you guys will, what is she on? And I am on something. I really, really am. I wasn't even going to do a show tonight because I didn't do the show last night, but I took my meds and I feel good. And I was like, yeah, you know what? So I took my meds. I feel good. I'm going to get on and I'm going to talk because I didn't want to do my LP. So I said, you know what? I'm going to get on and I'm just going to talk until time runs out. I'm going to do 30 minutes and I'm going to talk about this loyal ass motherfuckers in Second Life, but I won't call no names because this isn't a sub. Again, this is just me talking. So before anybody, again, gets in your feelings, please don't get in your feelings. You know, there's going to be some subjects coming up here in the next couple of months that may make you think I'm talking about you, but I swear, if you think I'm talking about you, I'm not. I really, really am not. It's just subject matter that's coming up that I've been holding on to, and I said I wasn't going to talk about it because I do see some people who, some of the subject matter that I'm going to talk about, I do see that, but it believe me, I was going to talk about this before you fucked up. I was going to talk about this before you did your little thing, I swear to God. If you guys could really see my notebook and you see what dates I put on there, you'd be like, oh, okay, she's not talking about me. Sugar's not talking about me this time, but anyway. I'm here to tell you that there's life after disloyalty. There's life after bullshit. Everybody's not the same. Even though it may seem like you're nervous about getting into another relationship as far as kids or husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, siblings, parents, I know, because it seems like a lot of times in you're going right back into the same doorway and there's no end to it. But it doesn't always have to be that way. There are some really good people in Second Life. They're really good and really care and are loyal and are genuine in Second Life. So when you do run into something that hurts your heart or breaks your heart and a person makes you feel like shit and you don't want to piss on them if you see them on fire. Fire, Just remember, there are good people inside. Look at me. I'm a good person. I really, really am. I'm a good person. And even though a lot of people don't know it, my husband's an asshole. But he's a good person. He really, really is. The reason why I say he's an asshole, because people, he's starting to change. And as much as I don't want him to change back to the person he was, it's no reflection on me, because I'll always be by his side and whatever he does, even though, you know, I can see him lighting a match to somebody and putting alcohol or gasoline in his mouth and blowing on him. That's just really how he really is. A lot of people see him as this, oh God, Pelly's so quiet and nice. Pelly is it's not nice. That's all I gotta say. I mean, he's a force to be reckoned with, but that's my boo. And yeah, that's my boo. That's all I gotta say. But again, on a serious note, if you do, you know, if you give someone a chance in Second Life. I know how it is. You know, we all are so pained. I have daughters now that, God, I love to death. You know, my sons, my parents, you know, grandparents, siblings, aunts, uncles. I'm in a very wonderful family. And I know that everybody's not perfect in my family. I know that I'm not perfect in my family. You know, I had a godchild who really broke my heart, and now I have, what, four godkids that I love to death. So things happen for a reason. You know, never let someone make you so bitter that you close your heart or close your mind or close your arms out to other people, because that's not the way life is. You know, you have to take the bitter with the sweet. And even though a person may fuck you over or may hurt you, forgive them. You don't have to deal with them, but forgive them. Because if you don't, that person has a piece of you that they have in their hands and in your heart. And if you're angry with somebody, you have to let that anger go. You don't have to deal with them. You don't have to have any relationship with them, but don't let them hold on to you because of anger. Because if you are angry with someone, they do have a part of you, and they are holding on to you. And I'm talking to you, honey. You know I'm talking to you, baby. Anyway, it's time. It's been 30 minutes, almost 30 minutes. I only have a minute and 47 seconds left. This mess I'm on is fucking the Bombay. I may have to do an LP because I can't sleep for some reason. It's got me up in hyper. It's got me up in hyper. Anyway, as always, thank you so much. You can be anywhere on the grid or on the virtual world, and you decide to be with me, and it's greatly appreciated. As always, have a wonderful night and a wonderful weekend. Mwah. Sugar kisses. Night.